Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second, the third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third, the DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Damon Buford. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jason Varitek. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Lou Merlone. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Trot Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brett Saber-Hagen. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third, the left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Will Clark. Batting sixth, the DH, Jeff Conine. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting ninth, the catcher, Charles Johnson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Juan Guzman. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson, who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia-Para is hit by the pitch. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Garcia-Para moves to second. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Varitek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merlone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Clark reaches second base with a double. Jeff Conine, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merloni scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lewis strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merloni scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merloni misplays the ball. That's an error on Merloni. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Varitek and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Varitek is 0-for-1 in the game. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Lou Merloni is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Merloni is 0-for-1 in the game. Merloni hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine hits a line drive into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lewis is hit by the pitch. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabiule bunts towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ripken trying to get to home. Buford throws the ball into Varitek, who tags Ripken, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Varitek is 0 for 2 in the game. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Merlone is 0 for 2 in the game. Merlone takes first base on ball 4. Varitek moves to second. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Varitek moves to third. Merlone moves to second. Scott Kamieniecki now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bordick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Derek Lowe now pitching. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Conine is 0-for-2 in the game. Conine hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Kamieniecki covering, for the out. Jefferson moves to third. Garcia Parra moves to second. 2 outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merlone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Johnson moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Varitek is 0-for-3 in the game. Varitek takes first base on ball 4. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Merlone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Merlone bunts towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Rabule covering, for the out. Varitek moves to second. One out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nixon is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Bones now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Lewis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Surhoff hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garcia Parra is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Garcia Parra reaches third base with a triple. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stanley is 1-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia Parra scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Buford is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Jason Varitek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Varitek is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Varitek is hit by the pitch. Stanley moves to third. Buford moves to second. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Merlone is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Merlone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanley scores. Buford moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Doug Johns now pitching. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nixon is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Offerman now playing second base. Lou Merlone now playing shortstop. Tim Wakefield now pitching. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Conine is 0-3 in the game. Conine strikes out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.